The law firm of Cronin Fried Sakia, Kakia in Fairbanks is settling its lawsuit against Ala Moana Shopping Center for negligence. It stems from a fatal fall 4 years ago on Discoverer's Day holiday weekend, a big draw for shoppers. McRoy Nagata was 21 when he and his buddy Nicholas Coafratis and his sister were celebrating his birthday with dinner at the mall. There was lots to look forward to. Mackie and his wife Tiara just had a little girl named Mackenzie. He doesn't remember the fall from that top parking structure, but Tiara does.
You know, it just happened so fast. And next thing you know, we're running towards them. That's all blur, like I said, all blur. And I don't really like to talk about it.
Understandably, it was difficult for the couple to talk about it publicly. Mackie has been to the mall since that fall. So many lives changed that day after rusty railing gave way. Their friend, Coafratis, died that day, and Mackie would suffer a fractured skull. Mackie is still in a wheelchair, his vision is impaired, and he needs more therapy. He still has memory issues related to his brain injury and admits he's still pretty upset about that ordeal over these past years.
Sometimes I get pretty mad. Think back on how different life would be if this never happened, though.
And here's his attorney, Rick Fried.
Our goal was particularly with Mackie, who was here today, was to make sure that no matter what he needs in the future, he will be taken care of. And we're confident that that will happen. The case itself settled, I can't remember exactly, but close to a year ago. It's taken us this long to get all the approvals and to put all the financial pieces together to make sure that whatever housing they need, whatever therapies they need, whatever vehicles they need, whatever living assistance or otherwise assistance, that they're for Mackie. Because as you saw, he weighs about what he did when he was the state heavyweight bench press champion. And so he's a big guy, and you saw his wife is quite small, so she's going to need help. He's doing far better, but obviously not where he's ever going to be what we would consider normal. But boy, he is so much better. And when we went up recently to see him, my partner had severed his Achilles, and he asked, "How's your foot doing?" That was impressive. So there's things much different than they were 2-3 years ago.
Right, and he suffered a skull fracture, and
he has to
be on anti-seizure medicine now.
Forever, probably, yes. And so far, the seizures are under control, but with the extent of damage, and when he left here after being in a coma for a while, he was to go to maybe the best brain rehab center in the world, maybe certainly in the country, Craig in Denver, and unfortunately he had an infection of his brain, so they had to take him for a full month to Swedish Hospital in Denver, where they operated, again, opened up his whole brain, and otherwise he might not have survived. And early on, they didn't think he would survive. It was remarkable for falling 3 floors on his head, basically, and surviving.
This case probably shocked a lot of people because everybody goes to Ala Moana, and you don't think of something like this happening at a place where you're invited to come in. What can you say about what you asked for as far as safety at the center?
Well, I think that's finally happened, and I think they did finally step up to the plate. They come in with a lot of their people. General Growth did from Chicago, and did a very nice apology to the family, and I think finally got it. But it wasn't until this happened that they did what was the responsible thing to do, which is a checking. You know, this is right on the salt water. There's going to be there's going to be rusting, and it just needs to be continual maintenance. And it's one of the biggest centers in the country. And as you say, Catherine, everybody goes there. And you need to not even think about, you know, if I'm going to lean up against a rail, is it going to stay? I mean, it's nuts. Now they will. And I hope and I think they'll have an ongoing maintenance program, we're told, that will ensure this never happens again.
So can you disclose the terms of the settlement at all?
Not at all, unfortunately.
Okay, but all you can say is that Mackey's medical care and future will be taken care of with the settlement?
Yeah, almost anything he could ever need. And that's why we wanted to get the financial end set up properly. It's enough money, I couldn't manage it. So we've got some very good people managing it. And of course, the Freitas claim was substantial, and that was a little easier to figure out because unfortunately he passed. But, you know, we had economists looking at future earnings, cost of all these medical therapies and cost to date, and they're reduced to present value, and then there'll be an income stream which will have flexibility in it. It's not rigid. There's a conservator that's appointed that will oversee any significant expenses. But Mackey's wife has really stepped up. As she said, she was always the shy one in the background. Now she's had to take over, and she's done it. A lot of people wouldn't have.
And Mackey talked about how he has a daughter, and you know, he enjoys being with her and watching her grow up. But he's still kind of angry that, you know, his life is not the same.
Sure, and frankly, several years ago, when he was having ups and downs, there was concern with he and Kenzie together. That's, I think, gone, and whatever he can spend time with her is great. She's doing, I'm told, just fine in kindergarten. She's doing well, and they're devoted as, well, obviously, the mom, but he, too, has come around a lot.
Anything else you can say? I mean, this isn't the first case that involved a fall with General Growth. I think there was an incident many years ago with two students falling off the balcony.
That was the one I'm aware of and we were involved in. It was not at the center. It was at a condominium where the railing gave way. And those two got repaired, but that was at least a decade before this.
But General Growth owned that property, too.
I believe so.
Yes, yeah. If I recall.
Well, hopefully this will set an example around the country that these malls, and we're ground zero for saltwater erosion and so forth. I mean, right on the water. You know, hopefully they've learned lessons in other malls that they need to make sure this thing never happens. And I think with this precedent, if it happens again, there are going to be some major punitive damage claims that, look, at you know this could happen, why weren't you inspecting? But, you know, we'll see.
That was Honolulu attorney Rick Fried, who sued on behalf of two young men who fell three floors at the top deck of the Ala Moana Shopping Center. General Growth spent some $3 million to replace rusty railing and deal with concrete spalling. Since that fatal fall, it was a public safety issue that was flagged years before. As part of the settlement, no information is being released about how much mall management paid the families.